Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Darren Farrell's back again with the sports news. Morning again.
Yeah, Darren. Good morning, Gavin. This Sunday, believe it or not, marks the end of the inter-county season across the Gaelic Games world. It really is hard to believe. Very early August. So we're going to have the Glendimplex All-Ireland Camogie Finals. Live coverage on the day on RTÉ Radio 1, RTÉ 2 and The Player. So it's Laois against Armagh at 1 o'clock in the junior decider. Offaly and Kerry in the intermediate final at 3. And then at 5.15 is Cork and Galway in that senior final. Brian Molloy, president of the Camogie Association, joins me now. Good morning, Brian. Great to have you on again. And I'm actually going to bring up a conversation that we had just shortly after your appointment. You said one day you had a dream of filling Croke Park and All-Ireland Finals Day. I know it's not going to probably in all likelihood happen this weekend, and although the ladies' football had a really great crowd on Sunday. What needs to change, do you think, for female sport to have full crowds at Croke Park, just like the two men's finals?
Morning, Darren. Thanks very much for the opportunity to talk to you and to talk to your listeners. Yeah, it is my dream. And I think as a society, I think without being too deep and meaningful on a Tuesday morning, I think we need to have a look at ourselves. We have four Gaelic Games finals on at this time of the year. Two of them are sold out and two of them are not. And the difference between those that are and aren't is gender, male and female. And we really need to get beyond that, and we have to focus, and I am very focused this week on attendance. There's a couple of cohorts that need to get behind the Camogie Finals. We start at home. Our own club members, we have over 100,000 members. If all of our members turned up on Sunday, we would fill Croke Park. So every club member of a Camogie club around the country, no matter what county, should be going on Sunday. If you're not going, get onto Ticketmaster and get a ticket. And unequivocally, without exception, every Camogie club member should be looking at going to our All-Ireland Finals. So the capstone of our inter-county championship, there are going to be three brilliant games. It's fantastic value for money. A tenner a match, basically. We've three matches, €30 for a ticket. So every Camogie club member needs to go. Within the six counties that are competing, you listed them out there. There's all of those counties have a really strong GAA heritage and GAA focus. Like if Kerry were in the football final, is everybody who went to that football final from Kerry going to go up on Sunday to support the women? If not, why not? Why would you support the men and not support the women of your county? Similarly for Galway, for Cork, for Offaly, for Laois and for Armagh. I want all of those people in those counties that have any focus or any interest in Gaelic games to get up to Croke Park on Sunday and support the women, because it's very important. You can't just support the men playing Gaelic games. We had a lot of talk in May, you'll recall, a lot of focus on the importance of listening and supporting female voice in sport. And supporting the female voice in sport and supporting the female athlete means more than doing TikTok videos and more than doing Instagram posts and tweets. And we had politicians, senators, TDs, ministers, we had commentators, we had influencers all across their social media in May. Well, I want to see their social media lit up now this week, asking and urging their supporters, their followers, their constituents to go to Croke Park and physically show that support for the Camogie women that they talked about supporting in May. Let's see you physically support it by turning up on Sunday and filling Croke Park.
And Brian, these were the people that were commenting on the scores back in May. And look, we're not going to go deeply into that now, but what lessons have the Camogie Association learned since then?
I think there are certainly bits and pieces of that we look back and say, well, maybe we should have done that differently. But the reality is we listened to the players. The reality is I acted as quickly as I possibly could as president. As president of the association, my job is to protect the game. We have no game without players. So my job is as much to protect the players. And sometimes it's positioned as me against the players. You talk to players, Darren, and I know you do. Not one player that I've ever met had any issue with my position on that. They understood completely where I was coming from. They understood that I advocated for choice. I wanted the players to have choice. And on Sunday, you will see players lining out on Sunday in Croke Park. Some will be wearing shorts. Some will be wearing skorts. So the narrative that no player, Camogie player across the country wants to wear a skort is just factually incorrect. But what was important was individual choice. And we brought individual choice. And I made the point during it that had the motions that were were criticised for not passing the motions in 2024. Had those motions passed in 2024, we were not giving individual choice. That's not what they gave. They gave team-level choice. We would have been back in the exact same place. So we move forward, and we move forward very positively, because at the end of the day, we now have a situation where Camogie players can wake up in the morning of a game and decide, am I going to wear a skirt? Am I going to wear a short? It's my decision. It's not been imposed upon me. And I'm delighted personally and from an association perspective that that's where we are. We have worked out very well.
Brian, before we go, integration with the GAA, yourselves and ladies football, it seems have things have gone very, very quiet in recent months. Is 2027 still a realistic goal?
Yeah, I think publicly people will say that it's quiet, but it's actually a massive amount of work has been ongoing for the last 5-6 months in particular. A huge amount of work in the background. There's a lot of work ongoing in terms of determining what the structures will look like. You know yourself, it's fine having an overarching ideal, but then you get down into the detail, and the devil is in the detail, as they say. 2027 is the commitment. Mary McAleese, President Mary McAleese, has committed to that. The three associations have committed to that. We will have one association. It'll be a new version of the GAA. It'll still be called the GAA, but it'll be a new version of the GAA where the three associations, if you like, but more importantly, the four codes, football, ladies football, hurling, camogie, will have equal status, equal standing and equal support. And hopefully through that, we will get to a point where we fill Croke Park for ladies football, for camogie, as well as for hurling and football going forward.
Good luck this week, Brian Malloy, Camogie president there.
Just on the tickets and a reminder, I know Brian said it was €30 for adults, €10 per game. For under 16s, it's a tenner. And if you're buying a family ticket, that's two adults, two children, €17.50. So for all those Cork people who couldn't get tickets for the hurling final, now's your chance to
get
to a final.
It's a great day out, Gavin. It's a great day. Before I go, just a couple of sporting headlines. Dundalk beat Longford Town 4-1 at Oriel Park. So they maintain their 6-point lead at the top of the first division in the SSE Electricity League. And Dan Sheehan's been suspended for 4 matches following his challenge on Australia's Tom Lyon during the Lions' third test in Sydney.
Thanks, Darren. It's 18 minutes to 9.